This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, we want to give a special shout-out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody who is working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much. We're keeping America moving along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, going coast to coast, border to border. And then, of course, we've got the FedEx drivers, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail drivers, James, John, Felix, and company. And, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse workers and the Amazon drivers, the folks that are out there doing what they need to do to keep things moving along, the prime drivers as well, by the way. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas, the diesel, the oil, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And you can always follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. And don't forget, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain's America. All one word, that's how you find us. And the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website is also active, alive, and well. And you can catch our guest, the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and his work that he does over on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at it, see what you think. All right, so without further delay, here he is, Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, they're going to go back in. Because the temperature is, let's see, 66 on one part of the building and 64 in the other. So average it out, I guess we got 65 degrees out there this morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful week here in Florida, our part of Florida anyway. You walk out the door and you walk inside, and it's not often that there's not that much difference in either humidity or temperature between walking out the door and being inside. So.
Yeah, I'm
happy here in our part of paradise.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
All right, Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words because we use them under God. This country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. We hope you got it. Well, first of all, Colonel, I want to give kudos to the police department and the fire department in Atlanta yesterday for the great job that they did in bringing down that suspect. They used some technology that a lot of people are now aware of. They have in Atlanta, but they were able to put his license plate into the tracking system they had of the vehicle he stole, and it popped right up. And guess what? They caught him.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's one thing where police surveillance is to the good, for sure. Yeah, and he very quickly commandeered that vehicle. So the fact that they were able to capture the information and then, of course, use it to run this guy down so readily. Yeah, that is a good news story. We've had a few good news stories on the first responder in the last couple of weeks, and we don't have a whole lot of good news floating out there. So that's always good. I mean, it's bad that they had to be called in to deal with this guy that murdered a 38-year-old woman, but it's good that before it got worse and we didn't have a guy in the land indefinitely.
Now, the fire department used their equipment to provide a shield for them to get to the wounded and get them taken care of and get them removed, which is nothing short of phenomenal, because you never know when the bad guy is going to come around the corner and start popping off at you.
That's right, and you don't know at first blush whether it's going to be, whether this is an incident that involves more than one person or what are the weapons he may have or whatever other
right.
things that he may have up his sleeve. So, yeah, goodness all the way around Atlanta.
And I'm very sorry to report that we're hearing that he was a member of the Coast Guard, discharged a couple of years or so ago. He was, I don't know if he was exemplary or not, haven't heard that part of it, but I do know that he was taking medication for post-traumatic stress, and the mother claimed that they gave him the wrong medication.
Yeah, that would not be the first time that's happened, if it, in fact, it is true. It's like so many things, the medications that we give, but both, you know, dealing with children and their problems, but also veterans dealing with their post-PTSD, and first responders dealing with PTSD, is quite often not correctly diagnosed, and then it's incorrectly treated. Now, whether that's true in this case, we don't know, but it would surprise me if that was the case.
All right, sir. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's Thursday, and I'm going to Bradenton.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And I'll tell you who else you're going to see there. My guest on the telephone line, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And welcome back to the program, Colonel.
Yeah, buddy, I'll be there joining you for lunch. I try not to miss that when you come down our way. And I've been up your way a couple times, but there's no excuse for me not to miss lunch with the Captain down here at Mixon's Fruit Farms.
Well, we've only got a couple more months at Mixon's. It's going to be a very sentimental and probably emotional thing for some people here in July when we have our last lunch. But they are going on to greener pastures. We may all be back with Mixon's somewhere else. We just don't know yet, but it may happen. So
yeah, and the place there and the restaurant may stay alive. There's a couple offers for that place. Which may keep the store and the restaurant there alive, but under different ownership. And the Manti Patriots will be able to continue to meet there. Fingers across that will occur because there's a lot of tradition tied to Mixon's Fruit Farms. And, of course, it's tied to Janet and Gene Mixon, the owners. But they'll always be alive and they'll be around. But they're taking a very well-reserved retirement. And you've been a part of that, of course, with your monthly lunches there and all that, and we're always amongst friends.
I've been going there for 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
20 years in one way or another. All right. Well, let's let me see here. Let me drift on over to the telephone and see who we got here. I do know we got Bagamon Bob, so let's get him. Bagamon Bob. Whoops. He just left. Bag Em and Bob, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Captain.
All right.
Anyway, wanted to know, I heard Hunter Biden, they're going to let him just plead, take a plea and just give him some fines rather than any jail time or anything like that.
That's Hunter. That's Hunter.
Hunter, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Hunter. And are they going to be able to get any of the other members of the family on this thing? Because it sure looks like there's a web that they've got the whole deal on if they want to. All right, that's it, Cap.
Well, Colonel, I don't think they're going to get Hunter, to be honest with you. I still think that thing is so far up in the air, I don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that Joe, Daddy Joe, is in big trouble right now with some documents that have surfaced showing that he may be up to his eyeballs in alligators as directly himself going after money.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm not so certain that Hunter's going to be completely off the hook. We've gotten so conditioned to people not being held accountable in this and previous administrations that we almost are surprised if there's any kind of accountability they have. I'm not sure Hunter is totally off the hook on that because, the evidence is pretty plain and out there. And so I think for him to get completely off, and I hadn't heard that he may just walk with community service or whatever that Back Down and Bob is talking about. I hope not. I think there's more to it. But, I'm convinced that that's the main reason why there's such a push amongst Democrats and Biden himself and those that are pulling the strings on his administration for him to run again and to try to win is to, try to, fend off any real accountability, because right now only the House and the and on the horizon the potential that we may have President 45 becoming President 47 is the thing that's got most folks the most concerned right now. And so they're going to marshal all the outright public things that they do and behind the door things that they could do to prevent any of this from occurring. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see whether the president is in trouble with this, although it looks like it's pretty solid, just like we think that the stuff with Hunter is pretty dang solid. But, hope springs eternal.
Uh-huh.
Hope for genuine justice and full accountability so we don't have two-tier systems of justice in America.
Here's what I see happening to Hunter that could happen that would make sense. He does not go to jail. I agree. He does pay a fine on the gun charges. I agree. The fine on the gun charges should be around $100,000 to $150,000. We'll see if that happens. But that's where it's going to stop, right there.
Yeah, and, it may put a stop to his continued involvement, and it'll continue to feed investigations that are going on in the House, at least until 2024, when investigations can truly start to bear fruit, perhaps.
Right.
But we'll see.
Well, we can hope. And again, Daddy is in trouble. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Now,
yeah.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has a proposal on the debt ceiling that set us in the right direction, according to Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa. However, she says she does not believe it will make any headway in a Democratic Senate. I hate to say this, but I agree with her.
Yeah, she's right. And she's one of those folks that looks at things pretty skeptically on both things like that. So the fact for her to give her seal of approval, and frankly, I do too. I mean, would I like it to go further? Would I like us to do like what Ron Paul suggested for Congress to put the brakes on just burning money and feeding this thing? Absolutely. But on the other hand, it is something out there, and it beats back this two-year deal with the Democrats and the mainstream media saying, okay, Republicans, put something forward. Well, we have, and the Democrats have done nothing. It's kind of like, you look at the Senate Budget Committee. They came out, the Republicans came out there and says, we're a useless committee. We're absolutely doing nothing to put together any budget thought. All we're doing is playing this game like Chucky is playing, like he is with this thing like that, because he's lost the ability to say, well, put out something. So now they've got something they got to deal with and counter with what Speaker McCarthy's put out there. But you're right. I think the meeting with McCarthy and the crew is not is only meant to check a block and say, yeah, we met with them. But the Biden administration, with his handlers outside of his administration, have long decided that that they can win this thing in the media war, that the media will blame Republicans for any potential shutdown or default on our nation's debt. That's what they've done.
Do you believe that Ukraine fired a couple of drones towards Vladimir Putin, where he was at, not properly armed with the right armament, number one, so it wouldn't do a lot of damage, number two? Do you believe he actually did that?
I cannot imagine the fool that believes that that's the case. I think, I'm like you, I don't think Vladimir launched an attack on himself, but they video recorded and orchestrated this thing, because just like what you talked about in an earlier segment, there's so many fishy things about this. One, that deep into the Kremlin, that would be the deepest that Ukraine has ever done. They haven't gone there, done that. And the fact that this video was came sometime after the attack reportedly occurred, the fact that there was absolutely no damage done, but there's a backstory to this, because, you know, the Russian Constitution allows for Russia and Vladimir to use nuclear weapons and to target the leaders of those that threaten in such a way that is suggested by this fabrication of the drone attack near the Kremlin where Vladimir was. That's what it was. It's just, it's laying that. It's not floating with anybody out there. Even the folks that are kindred spirits or are afraid to speak out against Vladimir in the world aren't buying that, because it's just, it's totally made up.
Yeah, well, I'm having a problem trying to buy it too. By the way, we do know that Trump says that Biden allowing Title 42 to collapse is absolute lunacy. I would call it something else, but we'll just let it lay with that.
Hey, right. And Title 42, of course, is not the cure to the border problem. I mean, we've had Title 42 since COVID started, and of course, the collapse of it and the official declaration of the end of the COVID come on the same day. Isn't that ironic? It's not the cure, but the very fact that it's been hanging out there and the administration has reacted to that and has doubled down, tripled down on the lapse of it is why you've got these huge, huge encampments of folks just ready to cross the border. I don't care how quickly you can get 1,500 soldiers down there just to simply observe them crossing there. It's going to happen.
Well, Colonel, we're going to let you go. I will see you for lunch today. You've got a breakfast you got to go to. One of these times I will show up at that breakfast, I promise you.
All right, Captain. See you later today.
All righty. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Coming right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly eight-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding four others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, three of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And you know, I was doing pretty good till I heard him say, come on out and try the Captain's Club. Oh, my God. That is a sandwich of sandwiches. The king of kings, so to speak. When we first started to promote that, they took a pretty good-sized picture of it. Me standing there holding it. I think it was 3x5 was the picture. That's 3 foot by 5 foot. And they've got it up on the dash there at Mixon's. Now, one of two things is going to happen. If they stay open, the sign will stay there with me on it because it's a sandwich that's going to be on a menu. That's number one. Number two, if they don't, the sandwich sign is coming with me up here to the radio station. We'll find a place to put it because it's really something when they name a sandwich after you. Then you know you're in the right place. But anyway, there you go. And it is delicious. So if you're going by Mixon's Groveside Cafe the next few days, try it out. They got the small one. You can get half of one or you can get the big one. And the big one is big. The little one is not small either. It's half of the big one. And it's the biggest sandwich they have when it comes to a club submarine type sandwich. All right. Coming up Saturday this week, I want to tell everybody where I'm going to be. And for you folks over in Orlando that are listening, you already know about this. The Freedom Expo 2023. Freedom Expo 2023 didn't happen last year because of COVID. It did happen the year before, and it's moved around a little bit, but now it's going to be at the Harley Davidson dealership, which is over there between Orlando and Daytona Beach in Sanford. So, and by the way, it's right off the interstate in Sanford. So it's easy to find. You see it when you move. It's on the north side of, the west side, but facing the north over there in Sanford. That's where the dealership is. But I'm going to be there at 9 o'clock for the VIP meet and greet. Now, that's where all the local hosts will be there. All of the 950 The Answer hosts will be there, plus some other invited attendees. A couple of authors will be there. Seb Gorka will be there eventually. He may or may not be there exactly at 9, but he will be there. He's the headliner. Of course, Salem Network, Seb Gorka. And the listeners who have paid extra, plus special guests, will meet not only Dr. Gorka, but all me and our local hosts and the other dignitaries that are there. The main event starts at 10 a.m. Dr. Gorka will do a short interview with Todd Saylor. Todd Saylor, of course, was over here at our event that we had in Tampa. Got a heck of an organization, supports the military and first responders, and I'll be happy to see him again. And then he'll speak for about 30 minutes solo on the stage before a round table sits down to talk with him. At that time, questions and answers will be able to be asked, but they'll be limited to what they can get in the time allowed, because they're not going to be there sitting for hours and doing that sort of thing. So Chris Hart, who is the host of the American Adversaries, which is a local show heard on 950, will be there, as well as Carl Jackson, who you've heard many, many times in the past, all around the network dial. And then they wrap up their portion of the event at about noon. The day will continue with motorcycles, blues music, barbecue. Oh, boy. And it's going to be just a great time had by all. And I, of all things, am going to have a booth there. So I'm going to have a booth. I'm going to be present. I'm going to be right there with a tent and somewhere near the front door, so I won't be that hard to spot. And we look forward to saying howdy, howdy to everybody and anybody that shows up over there at Sanford at the Harley Davidson dealer Saturday, 9 a.m. till whenever. It's going to be a great, great, great time. Looking forward to it. Been looking forward to it ever since they invited me to come over there. So there you go. And you will see me Saturday over there at the Sanford Harley dealership. All right, let's go back here to something, because a lot of people are stumbling and bumbling around trying to figure this one out. Everybody wants to know, with the economy doing what it's doing, why on earth are we raising the Fed interest rates again 0.25%? Well, the only way I think I can explain this is they think that to put the brakes and slow things down a little bit, they have to keep doing this. Somewhere along the line, I heard a discussion that this was something that would help. Well, it's not doing what it's supposed to. You've still got people finding jobs and filling the workforce. Once in a while, you might have a little break where you might have a few extra people looking for work that lost their job, but it's not that often. It's not that frequent. So, consequently, they've created their own monster. Now, the Federal Reserve on Wednesday hiked the interest rates 0.25 percentage point to fight inflation, marking the 10th increase since March of 2022. The decision puts the benchmark interest rate between 5 and 5.25% as the central bank continues their effort to bring down prices by making it more expensive for consumers and businesses to borrow money. Sure. That's going to make things more expensive, not cheaper. It seems to me, call me stupid, call me crazy, seems to me you want the prices lower. Because the U.S. annual inflation rate fell to 5% in March, but remains more than twice the Fed's goal of 2%. True. And the Fed suggested rate hikes may end now that the U.S. economy and job market are in fact slowing. The recent collapse of three major U.S. banks will also factor in the central bank's decision. Finally, some economists argue that further hiking interest rates could lead faster to a recession. Well, maybe they will, and maybe they won't. But nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure. And I guess you're going to try it and see what happens. I will also add to the mix that Republicans in several states have introduced legislation to loosen teenage work requirements that businesses and conservatives have long opposed. And we did find out that the youth employee payroll was going up. That, again, is something people need to take a close look at. And McDonald's actually got a fine, a big-time fine for child labor law violations. Wow. Who would have thought? But anyway, we have a situation where we have an economy that's spitting and sputtering. We don't know what it's going to do. It could fall on its heels, or it could just absolutely go through the roof. I think the answer to all of this is probably going to be outer space, especially in Florida. We get the space program back down here in Florida. Watch and see what happens to the economy. Alrighty. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break. And when we come back, you can call us at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Yep, I will be there. Can't wait, can't wait. Great group of people that we meet every month down there, and we're going to keep the group together. Well, as you heard, there may be some things going on there that may actually keep it at Mixon's Fruit Farms because the owners may want to keep the Roadside Cafe going and the Tangerine Room and the event center and all that. And if they do, then we'll still be there. But there you go. In the meantime, Moss Nissan brings you this edition of the program. That's Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan division. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, their flagship store is up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they have a Nissan and Acura dealer side by side on Florida Avenue. And they also have the brand new Moss Nissan dealership, which happens to be on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway. So there you go. MossNissan.com. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save program to save the veterans, first responders, and church pastors money, too, on their vehicles. Okay. We have quite a situation going here. And before I get to the caller, if you haven't heard, Joe Biden and company are trying to get rid of AM radios in automobiles. Somebody said that they call them a distraction. Somebody said that they don't have any use for them because there's a better quality signal people can get on FM and HD and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. Well, to that I say nonsense. 99.9% of it is in the antenna. And here's what you're going to lose if you even think about getting rid of AM radio. The news, the weather, the sports, the traffic that you can hear going down the road at any time you want it. Now, yeah, sure, you can sync your cell phone. You can turn the phone on a radio station. You can listen to it that way, if that's what you want to do. But changing the dial is not simple when you're in a moving vehicle. Changing the station, pushing a button or touching a button is. And all of your emergency traffic, car wrecks, fires, road blockages, floods, emergency storm warnings, all of it comes on the radio. AM radio. And if you don't have the AM radio to receive it, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Now, they go from 1640 on the upper end of the dial all the way down to 530 on the lower end of the dial, and then there's maybe a frequency or two somewhere in the middle. But that's what they use when they put out storm info or severe traffic alerts or whatever. And they're usually besides that effect somewhere too. Tune your radio to. So, again, for that reason alone, they're out of their mind thinking that that's what they're going to do. For that reason alone. Okay, let's go over to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Ian, is that you?
Yeah, I think the AM radios are trying to take it away because I think Mark Levin hit it right. Where did most of the conservative talk go to? AM radio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't prove that, but that's my feeling. But you know what I really called about is you were talking about outer space before and everything, and that's Florida's future, right?
Yeah.
I got you guys beat, okay, because I've been taking up space for more than 63 years. I'm way ahead of the curve. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually in my 63rd and 2 month orbit around the sun. And while I'm orbiting around the sun, I might bump into Joe Biden company up there. And last but not least, I just want everybody to know that not only have I been taking up space, I've been studying to be an astronaut, okay?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call, and I'm going to continue my orbit around the sun.
All right. Well, don't stand on your head. It gets dizzy. That's a good one. So I guess the older you are, the more you've been going around space. But anyway, I got that. That's not bad. Ian's got a sense of humor this morning. We can handle that one. And again, somebody just shipped me off a message here on the thing, and they said, "How come all you guys are talking about AM radio? There's FM radio. We can get that a long, long way." Mm-hmm. Well, the problem so far is the FM radios are not conjoined together with the same signal equipment, receiving equipment, that AM is. So far. Now, might that change? Sure. But who's going to change it? Who's going to change it? And have you ever noticed how when you get an FM signal, if it's not straight line of sight and you're not lined up with a tower or whatever, it goes away. Even if you're 10 miles away, it just drops until you get to the other side of whatever it is that's blocking you and the signal. And then it comes back again. You ever notice that? AM radio won't do that. It might get a little lower in volume, but the signal will still be there, and you're still hearing something. But anyway, that's something that'll have to be resolved by the FCC. And God forbid if they ever take that away, they are going to create a problem worse than anything they know of. It might force people to go to ham radio and get their license and go to ham radio, because you can listen to almost anything over there on almost any frequency. Notice I use the word almost. The higher your classification goes, the more you can do. Now, going back to where we were, sort of, President Joe Biden is AWOL. He's leading the U.S. into an economic disaster and has been missing in action on the debt ceiling legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that all of this on Wednesday during a floor speech. We've yet to have a reply back from Biden, but I will tell you that it's going to have to come, because anybody with a brain knows what I just said is absolutely true. And our good friend and your good friend and our former president, Donald Trump, says, and I quote, the Biden allowing Title 42 to drift off and go away, I might add, on May 11th, is going to be absolute lunacy on his part. Absolute lunacy, getting rid of Title 42. Do you know that it was reported, and I could see the people, I have no reason to doubt, maybe the numbers were a little bit low, but 500,000 people were sitting outside the port on the Mexican side waiting for the 11th so they could all come in. That's what they're trying to do next. All right. The end of another great, great, great program. I'll see you at Fictions today. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. I look forward to a great lunch at Fictions Roadside Cafe, 11:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.